It's technically like a minute before. So I'll go ahead and open the meeting. We want to start with the Pledge of Allegiance by Kyle and also the prayer by our good friend, Mr. Olinger. If you could stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Prayer. Gracious Lord, source of our strength and well-being, we bow our hearts and minds to you, giving thanks for all that you do for us, beauty in nature, health, friends and family. Help us to share our praise by being of service to others. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Nice prayer, Don. All right, I'll call the meeting to order. Madam Secretary, roll call, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Here.
Director Greg Young?
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Here.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Here.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Here. Thank you. I'm going to move to adopt the agenda. However, I do notice that on item number 10, there is a typographical error. It's a typographical error on item number 10. That would be the billing for Tafoya Law Group. It should be Tafoya and Garcia Law Group. So if we could note that correction.
Also. If I can make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Yeah, I am.
I'll second with some items on a poll.
Oh, okay. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda. Do I have a second?
I'll second. I'd like to pull items 5 through 9 for a future board meeting.
Is that an amendment or is that?
That is an amendment, sir.
I second the amendment.
Okay, I have a second. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to make a motion that we approve the agenda with those items pulled, which has been already voted on. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a second. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. And just to be clear, that's with the fixing of the typo that's on the... Oh, okay. We'll get to that. All right. So with that, we'll move to public participation. Who printed this? I just want to say thanks. You got the font big. I can read it. What you guys don't know is our little computers up here are down, which we normally read off of. So I got a little script here. Any person wishing to speak to the Board of Directors on matters listed or not listed on the agenda within the jurisdiction is asked to complete a speaker card and submit it to the district clerk. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes. Under the State of California Brown Act, the Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not listed on the posted agenda. Comments related to noticed public hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item. Public communication is the time for anyone to address the board on any agenda item or anything under the jurisdiction of the district. No person will be allowed to make comments at any time in the meeting except if there is a public hearing. Also, please remember that no disruptions from the crowd will be tolerated. If someone disrupts the meeting, they will be removed, asked to leave. All right, understood? Okay. I only got one card up here, which is pretty amazing, so I guess, June, you're up.
And I'll be very brief. June Hayes, San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water District. I just wanted to congratulate you on the completion of your election. Offer my condolences to Don. It's been a pleasure serving with you. I hope that our paths cross in the future. And I wish you the best in your retirement. And congratulations to Greg and Kyle. And I look forward to working with the somewhat new board as you all work together to do the business of the district.
Thank you, June. All right, seeing no further interest, I call public participation closed. Moving along. Okay, for information, item number one, Public River Project. General Manager, would you like to take that over?
Yes. What we want to do is update you on some activities that have been occurring here in the district. And there's a project we call the Pacific River Project. And the idea of the Pacific River Project is to help develop a new water supply for our, you know, to add to our portfolio of water supplies. So, thank you. So, basically, the goals of the project are to reduce Southern California, or our area, our dependence on imported water from Northern California, improve Southern California's long-term water supply sustainability. For example, our groundwater levels are very low, and this project will help us to improve our groundwater levels, and then support the economic growth and welfare of disadvantaged communities in the project service area. Now, we've been going to Congress asking for financial support. Directors Taylor and Crowther and myself have been making these trips. And what I can report is that we've had some success. Now, we're not the only ones there, by the way. We just joined the chorus. And the chorus is Orange County Water District, Poseidon Water, and several others. In fact, Metropolitan Water District supports the Poseidon Project. So on October 22nd, the EPA announced that they want to provide $585 million towards, in terms of loans, towards the $1 billion cost to build the plant. And that's what we were advocating for, is that that the federal government steps in and reduces the cost of the plant for the ratepayers. So by providing the financing program that they're going to provide, it will save $300 million in the project cost and support 30,000, I really want to be off of these numbers, 3,000 jobs during construction. Now, that's for the plant. We've been also lobbying for money for the distribution system, and then we've also been lobbying for money for the Inland Empire to create groundwater recharge basins and distribution systems here to increase our flexibility in moving water around. And so they've been very receptive to that, so that's why we say we've only just started. We are getting very favorable results from, for example, Senator Feinstein's office has been supportive of what we've been asking for since the day that we went there. We don't have them listed, but we've talked to probably 7 or 8 members of our congressional delegation, and they've all been very supportive. And then we have local mayors that are also involved, and we have the unions involved. They're very supportive of the program. So what is the Pacific River Project? Let me just go ahead and populate this. So basically, you build a desal plant in Huntington Beach, and then that water that's produced there is served locally. And let's say we buy 20 million gallons, we meaning agencies in the Inland Empire, not just West Valley Water District. This is a regional project. So ourselves and other agencies, let's say we bought 20 million gallons. Well, that water would be served locally in Orange County, but what would happen is we would divert some of their water from the State Water Project to us to increase our water supplies so that we have additional water for immediate use and additional water for groundwater recharge. And what's the advantage of this is, well, there are two. The first advantage is you're not depending on the weather. You're not depending on rainfall and snowpack as the State Water Project does and as our local water supply does. The ocean is an infinite supply, And so in other words, we have resiliency against the drought by having this supply. Now, there are some weak points. If there's an earthquake and we're cut off from that water, that's a problem. But what I do know is that over time, as desal grows and comes up to inland communities, that's actually the Pacific River. It's the first stage is built in Orange County. Second stages will be built towards Corona and Riverside, and then finally moving towards us. So this is a 20, 30-year build-out. It's not immediate, but we can start receiving water within 2 years of this signing any agreements that we would sign for the project. But before we sign any agreements, we have to do studies, and that's what we're going to do, technical and economic studies, to answer everybody's questions about the project and then move forward with the decisions that are made based on the studies. And so this is just depicting what we've been saying to Congress. You have the richer communities along the coast, and they can better afford desal than we can. But the red shows that we're disadvantaged communities, and this is why we're seeking their financial support to make the water more affordable to us. And this is the concept for a groundwater recharge basin, using directional drilling instead of just vertical. You can you don't have to just put the water in the ground where your pump is. You can actually use directional drilling to deliver the water in any pattern that you want to deliver the water. And this shows our allocations of State Water Project water. In the beginning of the State Water Project, we were receiving 100% allocation. Over time, we haven't been receiving, and this is not just West Valley, this is just regional, because the water just hasn't been there to provide. And for the Huntington Beach Project, they've been through the permitting process. They've been going through it for a long time. They're expecting that they will be at the end of the permitting process in December of this year. This just is another breakdown of the cost. To build a plant is about $1 billion. There's a little money extra in there in case there's, some cost overruns. Depending on what you do for a distribution system, in Orange County, that number is not clear, but we're asking for funding. And then recharge in this area, we're asking for $50 million to build, to equip basins or build basins around the Inland Empire to recharge the water. So that's the presentation. That's what we've been up to. Albert, you can. We're done. The main thing is we're having success with our visits. It's the money spent for the visits is well worth it. Getting $585 million, that's a huge task, a huge accomplishment.
Thank you, Clarence. Any questions?
Yes. What is West Valley's role in this project?
We've been taking the lead in terms of going back to Congress and representing the others that have said that they have an interest in the project.
Has the board taken any action on this?
No action has been taken. These are just a continuation of the visits that were going on back to our lobbyists in Congress for years. It's just that the subject matter has changed. I don't know what the previous board visits were about. I wasn't here. But since I've been here, these visits have been about.
So it's a desalination project moving water from the Pacific Ocean to West Valley.
No.
Well, explain it.
Yeah. You build a plant on the coast. Then you build a distribution system on the coast. They get the water, and we take their allocation of water because we paid for capacity in that plant. So that's our water being delivered to them, and they give us in exchange their water.
But, Claret, you should also explain that the goal eventually is to run up through the wash system of the Santa Ana and pump water back up to us eventually, too.
Eventually, that would happen. as the over the years, as the distribution system builds, the pathway for bringing water inland is the Santa Ana River.
Has this gone through our engineering committee at all?
We've talked about it there.
I request that this item be put on a future agenda for the board consideration. That's a request.
No problem.
In terms of the discuss,
to approval just of it. The approval of it. We're representing West Valley is taking the lead on the project, but yet the board has not even approved it.
Well,
I don't understand that. I'm just my request is to put it on the future board agenda.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. All right, so let's move down to information on, I'll have to read it up there, Water Reliability Improvement Program.
Yes, Joanne is going to speak to that.
Thank you, Joanne.
Good evening, President Taylor and members of the board. Well 8A completed in July, but in service in August. Well 7 completed in August, and we will have the permit application package, which is about 1 inch thick, submitted this month. Well 54 completed in August and back in service in October. Last, well 15 completed in September, back in service this month. There is a cost summary of all these projects. For well 54, we also purchased a VFD and a deaeration tank. Other projects that we're working on, well 41, we're in the process of getting the ion exchange resin and the sand separator purchased. Well 2 MTB is still a problem, but we can use well 1 to blend with well 2, and we already submitted the blending plan to DDW for consideration. Well 17 has been done due to 123 TCP. It is a volatile organic chemical degreaser. But air stripping will remove 123 TCP, and we believe we identified an area that we can actually strip off the chemical. If that works, we can actually use well 17. And this concludes my report.
Thank you, Joanne. All right. With that, let's move down to the consent calendar. I'd like to make the motion that I'm gonna combine the consent calendar, the consideration, and also the business. I'd like to make the motion that we approve items 3, 4, 10, and 11. That is my motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second. Madam Secretary?
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
No.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor.
Yes. Okay, with that, that's done. All right, so let's move on to the reports. Any board members would like to report anything?
Go ahead.
Senior, sir. I just want to say real quickly thank you to everybody who's been, you know, part of the district and moving things forward, and I want to, you know, say thank you again to, you know, the residents in my district and that I was successfully reelected. I appreciate you guys' support and the plans to move forward with the district, and thank you, Joanne, for your presentation this evening. That's good to know about all the wells. to Mr. Olinger here, I'm going to miss you. You're a very knowledgeable man and learn a lot, and I'll still keep your phone number if I have any questions. Thank you guys for coming out.
Greg?
Sure. I just want to thank the voters of my district for their continued trust in me. I want to congratulate Director Crowther for his victory, just want to say, Don, that I'm going to miss you, and I'm going to miss some of our offline dialogues that we've had, and I wish you all the best in wherever life takes you from here, but it's been an honor to serve with you. I do want to say, though, to my friends and family, I do appreciate everybody standing with me, especially through this difficult campaign. You know, it's always difficult sometimes when people are trying to destroy you, but when you have family and friends standing by you, you can weather a lot of things. And then just very briefly, I did want to kind of highlight something that, you know, even with the midst of the campaign, life does still go on. Today I was honored to receive this plaque from the Board of Supervisors for successfully completing the Management and Leadership Academy for the county. Myself and about 70 odd other graduates, we had our graduation ceremony today at the Orange Show, and I got a really nice certificate from the Board of Supervisors as well. So I do want to say thank you to them, and it just kind of reminds me that, you know, it's like no matter what happens on things like an election, we all have to strive to be better people. And even with the midst of a very busy election, I still made it a commitment to be a part of this year-long Leadership Academy with the county. And it just reminds me that so many of our own employees take on extra learning and try to improve themselves. And so I know that we as a board have often talked about encouraging our employees to do that, to go out to pursue certifications, to pursue improving their skills. And I just want to reiterate that to the employees of this district, that just as I did it at the county, I hope that all of you take advantage of those opportunities when they present themselves, because we all need to do better. So with that, I just want to thank everybody for coming out and have a good evening.
I want to congratulate Director Crowder, Director Young, and future Director Hawkins on this past election this Tuesday. And Don, we will miss you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike, if I could also just
wish
Director Young happy birthday.
I'm trying to hide it.
Yeah, you're not getting out of that.
I thought it was Amanda's birthday. Oh, okay. I just want to, first of all, say thank you for attending, and I'd like to express my thanks to all the people for a well-fought election. Congratulate each one of them for winning their seats, some winning them back, and then other ones taking over. I would like to say, however, that Don, you are one class act, and I am truly going to miss you. I'm going to miss your counsel, so like Kyle said, I'm going to be calling you quite often. I'm not going to lose your number, trust me, and I would hope that you would call me. And I've been calling you a lot more than you call me.
Okay.
So I would ask that you give me a call every now and then, and we can do lunch or something like that. You're a classy guy through the entire election process. You were a class act. You've got a tremendous amount of knowledge of water. Some of the stuff you come up with, really, I'm impressed with. And I really enjoyed the time that we were able to work on the board together, and I know life has some other plans for you, and when one thing changes, something else pops up. That's just the way life is. And like I said, when I tell you I'm gonna miss you, I actually really mean it. So don't be a stranger.
Well, thank you so much. I'm going to have some prepared remarks for my exit meeting, which will be the next meeting, and be thanking a lot of people. June, I liked your kind comments tonight, and we've been friends a long time, and I've been, of course, attending your meetings over there, and you've invited me to continue as a guest there, so I'll be doing that. But I want to give congratulations, too, to you, Director, and Director Greg. You're a high vote getter. You have a way of doing that. And you did very well, too. And I'll be reaching out to Mr. Hawkins. Hope to maybe have lunch with him, and we can sit down and maybe share some of the things that are going on here at the district. And I might be able to be of a little bit of help to him. And anyway, thank everybody for being here, and all those who have supported me and will continue to support me, I'm sure. And I see the Ratepayers Association here, and Mr. Griggs and Hardy Brown and that group. Just want to thank everybody. Butch, always good to see you. And hope you keep on attending, even after I'm gone from here. So anyway, next meeting I'll have some prepared comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Just so you know, I won't be here for the next meeting. I'm going to miss that. I had a planned vacation, And unfortunately, I will not be here for that day. I wish I was.
Is there a necessity to have a meeting, third meeting? Can we cancel the next meeting, next board meeting? John can have his say in December.
We can certainly discuss it.
Yeah. Yeah,
you have a consensus on that?
Be fine. Fine with me.
I can have an extended Thanksgiving.
What do you think? What is the your proposal is not to have the meeting?
I can't make a motion because it's not listed in the agenda, but we can come to some type of consensus.
Yeah, what do you think, Mr. President?
Yeah, let us check. Just check with the committees, and then we'll find out if there's anything that needs to go. And then, but it looks pretty good. So, all right. I'm going to move on to legal counsel to report out. Just so everybody knows, I'm taking the hit on this one because it was because of me. I forgot about it last time. We didn't report out, so we're going to report out this time. So legal counsel, if you could please report out.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you mentioned at the last meeting, the board took up a couple different issues. One was Karen Logue v. West Valley Water District, case number CIVDS 181-8381. And the board at that time voted 4-0 with Dr. Young absent to approve a settlement for Karen Logue for $130,000, with $5,000 for lost earnings. The board, because it was on the agenda out of the abundance of caution, because we didn't report out last time, the board voted again unanimously today. The same is true for under anticipated litigation at the last meeting. The board voted 4-0 with Dr. Young being absent to approve a settlement and severance agreement with Ricardo Pacheco. That severance, he's permitted a severance under his contract. The severance and settlement agreement was approved at 9 months. And again, that was discussed again today and approved unanimously just out of the abundance of caution. The Maria Guerrero v. West Valley Water District, San Bernardino County Superior Court, case number CIV 191-0987. That case was settled for $40,000, and that vote was also unanimous today. That concludes my report.
Thank you, sir. All right, moving on along to our general manager. Did you have anything?
Yes, I want to say, first of all, to Director Olinger, I've enjoyed working with you and do want to stay in contact with you. And we have the HydroSTEM program, and we would like for you to stay involved with that. Okay. Now, there's a couple of other things. We have a new employee that we'd like to introduce in our engineering department. Rosa, can you introduce your new employee?
Good evening, Mr. President and members of the board. I'd like to say congratulations to the new directors and Don Olinger. You will be missed, especially in our engineering committee meeting. Who I have here is Bertha Perez. She's our new associate engineer with PE. She has been with us for a little bit less than 1 month. She graduated with a bachelor's degree in civil engineering from Cal State LA. She has a professional engineering license in the state of California. Has over 13 years experience in the water industry and came from Golden State Water Company. Her favorite color is Dodger blue. And she is sadly, she says that sadly no World Series championship as of yet. Her favorite hobby is CrossFit, but today she made an exception and skipped class to join this meeting.
Nice, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Rosa, for the introduction, and I want to thank West Valley Water District for allowing me to join and assist with the capital improvement. I'm sorry, CIP. I just got nervous all of a sudden.
That's okay. Everybody does.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you. Welcome aboard again. All right, okay, anything
we
else?
One last thing.
Okay.
We do want to start reporting out on our finances. So Diana Gunn is going to give a very quick summary of how we're doing financially.
Okay.
Good evening, Mr. President and members of the board. It's kind of blurry there, so I provided a copy, 11 by 17 paper. The latest revenue and expenditure report, or budget tracking report as we call it, I have is as of September 30th from our old software, HTE. We changed software on October 1st, so the October report is still being worked on in the new software. So as you can see in the report, our total revenue budget, and the second column here, it's $30,147,000 for the current year, 2019-2020. As of September 30th, which is the 25% of the budget year, the district earns $9,300,000. That's the yellow column over there. The and it says here 31% of the budget amount, which made 6% above our expected revenue. Take note that we earn $9,300,000 on the yellow column, and then the next to it is the brown column, which is $8,470,000 the same time last year. So on the expenditure side at the bottom is $29,231,000 the second column at the bottom. And again, 25% of our budget year, we spent $5,486,000. That one in burgundy, it says spent to date, which is 18.77% of the budget. In other words, we spent 6.23% lesser than our budgeted expenditure. So if we spend at this rate, without considering the one-time payment we make, like for example, the OPEV in the end of the year, we will have a remaining balance of $7,284,000 over on this second to the last column at the end of the fiscal year. And that concludes my report.
All right, thank you. Anything else, Clarence?
No, just are there any questions?
I will get a chance to review it in detail, but thanks for this summary sheet.
You're welcome.
All right, is that it? All right, with that said, unless there's anything else that, okay, Crystal, what do I got?
So sorry. I just want to let the community know that on the upcoming meetings, two of the meeting dates have been changed. The West Valley Human Resources Committee meeting and the External Affairs Committee meeting have been moved to the 19th. So that's not noted on the agenda, but those two meetings have been moved. And I also want to remind the community that we will be closed on Monday, November 11th for the Veterans Holiday. And also on, November 28th and the 29th. And, of course, that's for Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you. All right. If there's nothing else, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you for attending.